Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm your lovely, marvelous, and stunning host, Charvette, and I'm so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you. Hey, to stay up to date on all of the great shows and the phenomenal interviews we have lined up for you, visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, and join my e-blast list. And we want to give a big shout-out to all of our visitors in the chat room. We welcome you as well. Okay, so you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and today I have a very exciting guest on our first segment, so let's get this party started. My guest is an accomplished national best-selling author, professional life coach, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur whose goal is to inspire others to experience the journey. She is the author of a number of books, one of which is So Good It Hurts. The pain, the fight, the love, and I quote, "I decided that I had gone through enough drama. The men with whom I was involving myself simply weren't worth the pain. I wanted something different, and while different just happened to be knocking at my door, I needed to ready myself before I could answer that door." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to have in the virtual studio today and coming to the mic right now, Miss Nakisha Crawford. Welcome to the show, Nakisha.
Hi, thank you.
Great.
I'm so glad to be on.
Yes, we are so tickled pink to have you. All right, so let's jump right on in. Now, certainly, that title is very intriguing and enticing, So Good It Hurts. You got to tell us how you came up with the title.
You know, it's funny, I get that question often, and the bottom line is I tell people the book pretty much named itself, you know.
Wow.
I thought about, as you shared, some of what I have written on the book to kind of encourage people about it. I was so, you know, in a place that I wanted to be honest about what I was experiencing. I knew that it wasn't just me, and I thought so often we're in relationships, and we think that it's so good. And, you know, I guess the only reason it hurts so bad is because we think it's so good.
Right.
So the title of So Good It Hurts, The Pain, The Fight, The Love came so easily for me because as I began to think more about it, I'm like, it goes in stages, you know, just like love does. So
great.
I decided that would be a fitting title.
Great. So give us some of the, what you would call the highlights of the book.
And
I know it's a lot of nuggets in there.
Yeah, you know, and it's a little bit difficult to give the highlights without giving away the story. And I've had lots of people, you know, when I've gotten interviewed and talked to other people about the book, they're like, okay, we don't want to talk about this part yet, but how did you, try not to give away the story. The bottom line with regard to the highlights is that ultimately what becomes obvious in the book is that oftentimes we're in relationships that we cannot control, we cannot handle, we can't decide how they're going to be on our own, and you have no choice but to look up and say, God, what do I do from here? So I would say that ultimately becomes a breakthrough, me trying to encourage people that it's about you being accountable, but that doesn't mean that you don't have the right to be hurt and to feel that pain, because a lot of that, you know, is real. It is actually happening, and some of it is the result of our own decisions.
So. Wow. And certainly there are tons of books on the market about relationship and love and all of that. What would you say kind of makes sure the different kind of sets you apart?
You know, one of the things that I think sets my book apart, and me personally on this journey, is that I am being truthful and honest about the difficulties that I have experienced, the things that I've gone through in my own life, my own relationships. And one of the things that I discovered some years back while I was in college was that, you know, I would read books, mostly fiction books back then, and I discovered that those, they would just take me away. Those stories would take me away from sort of my own drama.
Right.
And, you know, later on, I kind of come to a point where I figured this is the reason, perhaps, that I have experienced all of these things. And the only way that I can truthfully serve a purpose, you know, help other people from my experiences is to be honest myself. I have gone through these things too, and
right.
that is really what's going to set me and this book apart from the majority of books that are nonfiction about love and relationships. Is they're not telling you their stories, their truth, what they have experienced. They're telling you what they know, but there's a difference than, you know, telling somebody, listen, and even telling them in what seems to be more of a novel format. I'm telling people
right.
the story, so you're reading and going, did this really happen? Because it
right.
seems like a story.
So really bringing that authenticness
Definitely.
to the information you provided and the story and the advice and all of that.
Yes.
So if, say you were flown into a singles conference in Denver and they said, you know, tell us what is one thing that you would want to get across to singles that are dealing with maybe difficult relationships or trying to find the right relationship, what's something that you would say to a single?
Well, what I would say to a single person with regard to being single is you will never have this time again to get to know yourself once you are a part of a couple. So I really encourage people to get to know who you are, what you want, figure out why those things are so, because so many of us are affected by our past. Everyone is.
Right.
So many of us have gone through so many difficult things, but we don't always realize how those things have affected us or impacted us until we are in a situation. And then we're looking at things going, okay, this is happening, that's happening, why is that, why am I responding this way? My advice to single people would be when you're in a couple, when you are married, especially when you have children, you don't have that time anymore. You don't have as much time to focus on you, especially women who tend to focus more on the whole, which happens to be the family, the couple, you know, the
right.
overall function of the whole. And when you're a single person, a single woman or a single man, you really need to think about who you are and what you want, so that you make the decisions that you will be able to live with and that you don't go through and feel like you've gotten, you know, the short end of the stick.
Right, hoodwink or bamboozle.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, relationships, like having kids, you know, I've got a couple babies, and relationships, you get in them. Once you have kids, you go, whoa, you know, nobody really told me
right.
about all of this that really comes up, the truth of it, even though there are obviously the intangibles, there's the joy. But there's a lot of work that goes into that. And relationships, unfortunately, in society, we have got completely false ideas about what it takes to make relationships work and what's real in relationships.
All right. Good sound advice. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And I am interviewing an outstanding, oh my goodness, motivational speaker, author, entrepreneur, Miss Nakesha Crawford. Visit her online at www.nakeshacrawford.com. Okay, so for the book So Good It Hurts, what's like one thing, the main thing you want people to take away from this book?
If I could narrow it down to one word, Charvette, it really would be hope.
Okay.
I know so many people who are really just about at that point of hopelessness when it comes to relationships or finding someone.
Right.
And this book is to encourage people that don't give up on love. Don't give up on love, because that is, you know, a huge part what God is. And
right.
and the moment that you decide to give up on it, you will not find it. And so I would say, you know, when it comes down to just kind of pinpointing something that I want people to take from this book, it is the notion that we can have what it is that we believe we can have. We can have love. We deserve love. And even though we make mistakes and make some wrong decisions,
right,
we are still worthy to be loved.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right, so hot off the press, you have a DVD that's coming out called Real Talk Love. Is that right?
Yes,
I'm
so excited about that.
My goodness, now there is a clip on your website. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check her out online at www.nakeishacrawford.com. And I'm telling you, it seems like you got some really juicy conversation going on.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get men and women together to talk about love and relationships. And my only rule for these guys really was that I want to keep it respectful,
uh-huh,
and I want to keep it real. And I think that unfortunately so often as women we get together in our sister girlfriend circles, you know, when we
right,
talk about some of the stuff we go through sometimes, because sometimes
right,
we're not even really having honest conversation there.
Oh,
we
yeah,
because
we only
one...
tell people what we want
yeah,
them to know.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And partly because it's so painful, you know, it's
right,
it's difficult because oftentimes we end up in situations and we're going, how did I get here? What
right,
what happened? I don't
right,
understand this. And then we're embarrassed to tell someone else about it who's been telling you, you know, perhaps somebody with a negative attitude, or perhaps somebody who has been fine. You just don't want to admit that you fell for something that
right,
you didn't see coming. And anytime you get men and women together to talk about relationship issues, you're going to have total opposite ends of the spectrum coming
right,
together, and it's going to create a juicy conversation because we don't do that. Men don't necessarily talk even in circles with their guy friends about relationships. Perhaps one or two of them may tell
right,
the truth and talk to each other about what's really going on, but often men keep that stuff inside. They don't share that with anyone, much
right,
less one of their friends. And unfortunately, until you are married or, you know, and some cases that doesn't happen then, but men and women are not talking together about relationships that involve men and women. So I thought, you know what, we have got to, you know, one of my missions right now, Charvette, is to encourage men and women
yes,
to have conversations about love and relationships. And, you know, one of my other missions is to change the conversation between women about love because, again, as we mentioned, oftentimes we're not being truthful and we really probably learn the most
right,
from our girlfriends, our mothers, our sisters, our aunts. You know, we learn from their experiences whether they tell us or not.
It's so true. Oh, my goodness. So the DVD, is it available? When is it coming? When can we get it?
It's not available yet, but it will be soon.
Okay.
I'm actually wrapping that up within the week. So I,
oh,
I'm planning to get it ready for release prior to the Christmas holiday, probably the second, and maybe the first weekend or second weekend December.
Right.
But it is coming. I'm so excited about it. I think that people are going to really be excited, and it will also encourage that conversation. When people watch that, you know,
yeah,
people are going to sit down and go, you know what, come here. Did you see
right,
that?
Right.
Did you see what she, you know? And, of course, I am doing my best to get the information out that really needs to be out. It is
right,
about content. It's not just about trying to, you know, put, you know, business out in the street. It's
right,
really to give people the opportunity to hear the other side. And perhaps it gives a man the opportunity to say something to his woman that he has been wanting to say or that he has been saying and she hasn't been listening to, or vice versa. And so when you're hearing people on here, you know, pouring
right,
out their thoughts and it sounds exactly like what your partner is saying, perhaps you give, you know, a little more validity to the seriousness of what someone has been trying to say to you if you are already in a relationship or for those ones that are unfortunately in bad relationships.
Right.
And have these, or, you know, the ones who have total false ideas about relationships, because many are like, whoa, okay, I had no idea.
I had no idea it was going to go down like this. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are going to stay on the lookout for Real Talk Love, the DVD. Again, visit Nakeisha's website at www.nakeishacrawford.com, and you can stay up to date there. You can also connect with her on her social networking site, which is called Real Talk Black Love, and you can go to www.realtalklove.com. NING.com. A lot of you may be familiar with the NING Network, so it's one of those. So we are so excited and applaud you for all of your efforts and trying to make, a lot of times we hear people talk about race relations and a lot of different types, but just making relationships better in the world. We applaud you for your efforts.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me and you just taking the opportunity to have this show be a medium to encourage people, to influence people toward, you know, making positive decisions that, you know, ultimately affect them in a positive way. And so I applaud you and your efforts, and thank you so much for, you know, giving me this opportunity to share.
You are quite welcome. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charbette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Miss Nakisha Crawford. Check her out online at www.nakishacrawford.com. We're going to check in with you in the new year and hear about the DVD and all the other great things that you're going to be working on, and we're going to stay in touch with you. How about that?
That will be wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much for joining the Charbette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the second half of our segment with our business spotlight. Stay tuned. Calling all ladies, have you ever wanted to look like a well-known celebrity like Oprah, Beyonce, or even Tyra Banks? Have you ever just wanted a new hairdo? Well, now you can. TC Hair and Beauty has a solution for you at a fraction of the cost. Even if you suffer from hair loss due to chemical damage, cancer, or alopecia, we specialize in hair replacement systems. And did you even know that most insurance companies will cover this expense for you? Call TC Hair and Beauty today at area code 704-971-7854 or visit us on the web at www.tchairandbeauty.com. Again, www.tchairandbeauty.com.
Are you over 40 and single? Do you get the feeling that the younger generation is having all the fun? It doesn't have to be that way. You can join Living Single, an organized community of single men and women all over age 40 who enjoy a network of goods, services, support, and social interaction. Living Single consultants link with community resources to plan or access social events, outings, and gatherings based on the interests of its members. At Living Single, you'll have the opportunity to participate with other singles that share your interests. If you'd like information on how to join Living Single, call 804-901-4948. You'll have access to group activities at discount rates, group travel at reduced rates, newsletters, exclusive events, and a community of people who share your interests. More than 50% of men and women over 40 are single. It's time to get connected. Call Living Single today at 804-901-4948. That's 804-901-4948.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charbette Mitchell Radio Show. And now we're going to turn to my next segment, which is my business segment. I'm so excited. I have a special guest in the virtual studio right now. I'm telling you, I am featuring the owner of Love Child. It's an adorable online children's boutique. I'm telling you, like many children boutique owners and those who have created products designed with children and parents in mind, Love Child was conceived after its owner, Navasha, became a parent. I'm telling you, Navasha wanted her own business for many years, but it wasn't until her second Love Child did the dream come to her so clearly. Again, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic at this time is the owner of a beautiful online children's boutique called Love Child. And right now at the mic is Navasha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so glad to have you. Tickle pink, as my auntie in Milledgeville, Georgia would say.
I know about those Georgia women.
Yes, yes, yes. So tell our listeners, how did you come up with the name for your boutique?
Well, really, I feel like I'm a blessed person, and I feel like I've cheated because all of my good ideas come to me in my sleep.
Okay.
And Love Child came to me in a dream that I had. So sometimes I feel like I'm cheating because I don't actually really have to think about things.
Uh-huh.
The ideas just come to me in my sleep. I kind of keep a pen and a pad next to my bed because when I go to bed and I have something that's strong in my mind, I wake up and I would have had this vivid dream about things. And Love Child was one of those dreams that just came to me in my sleep. The name, the logo, everything about it came to me in a dream.
Wow, outstanding. And so for Love Child, it certainly is beautiful. Listeners, please go to the website. It's a gorgeous website, and you can find them online at www.lovechild, and that's LoveChilde.com. All right, so tell us some of the products that you have for your company.
Well, we have products for infants and toddlers, such as apparel, beautiful organic 100% cotton onesies. We have maternity T-shirts for moms-to-be as well as T-shirts for dad-to-be. We have accessories, beautiful diaper bags that are not your mama's diaper bags. They don't look like diaper bags from the outside, but on the inside they have a bunch of little pockets. The Maily diaper bag in particular has a bunch of little pockets that come with labels, and you can label each pocket with what you want to put in those particular pockets. And then it looks like a nice little bag that you might see in the Gucci store.
Okay.
We also have personalized jewelry. We have one of my favorites is the Moses basket, which you can use for your infant up to about 2 or 3 months. And what the Moses basket does, it's like a little bed that you can carry with you wherever you go. So if you're going out to eat and you want to take the baby with you and you want the baby to rest comfortably, instead of keeping the baby in the stroller or the car seat, you take the Moses basket, and it's nicely cushioned with the bedding. You can take it to church or wherever you're going. The Moses basket is just a great little I don't know what you call, but it's just
different because I saw that online today, and I said, "Oh, I don't think I have seen this." And it certainly is like the just like in the Bible, the Moses story, and the colors that you can get the trim. I mean, I just saw and I said, "Oh, that is so neat." I love things that are neat. I certainly do.
Yeah, I just I wanted some original things that you may not necessarily see every day, and in your local retail store. And I think the first time I saw a Moses basket was Gwyneth Paltrow had one a few years ago for her son.
Yeah.
And but I never saw one in a store. So when I was doing my research for the different products that I wanted, I found the Moses basket, and I was like, that is it.
Like, I got to have it.
And that's what a boutique is. It's something that is you're not going to see everyone with. It's kind of specialty, and I think that is just great that you brought that to the children's clothing line for that. And who would you say would be kind of your target audience or your target customer for your boutique?
I'm looking for the parent that doesn't want to conform to the traditional baby gear, someone who has a little more style that doesn't want to sacrifice their style, someone who wants their baby to have a little personality, someone who was probably like me, party goer, joie de vivre, and, when the kids come, you kind of want to hold on to that person that you were before the kids.
Right.
But still be a parent. So I want someone, the customer that will enjoy Love Child is someone who likes different things, who may be a little eclectic, who's probably in their late 20s, throughout their 30s and early 40s. Older parents who are still chic and with the times. So that's my target audience.
Great. And I love that the color selection that you have with many of your products, just like the chocolates and the blues and the kiwi and the black, I saw something, and the vibrant pinks and greens. I mean, just a lot of those trendy, up-to-date colors as opposed to just your simple, powder blue, powder pink, and yellow. So I certainly applaud you for kind of pulling out those vibrant colors.
Thank you. Those are just, I think those are the colors that I'm drawn to whenever I'm researching and looking for new products, I want something that's going to instantly catch my eye.
Exactly. All right. I think you've got an eye on what the chic and trendy mom and dad want, so we certainly applaud you for that.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am so excited to be interviewing the owner of a beautiful children's boutique. Check them out online, Love Child, www.lovechild, and that's LoveChilde.com, and I've got the owner on the line right now at the mic, Miss Navasha. All right. So do you have any favorite products yourselves? I know we talked about the Moses basket. You got to tell us about the baby legs. And that's got to be one of your favorite products,
it
right?
It is. I just put a pair on my daughter last week, and she couldn't stop smiling when I put them on. They're like, they can be worn in different ways. She wore them as leg warmers last week.
Uh-huh.
We live in Southern California, so it doesn't really get too cold, but it's cool enough for her to wear them with a nice little jean skirt. For the bigger kids, I've seen them wear them on their arms.
Oh.
And they're great for babies because when you're changing the baby's diaper, you don't want to be pulling on a bunch of clothes, layers of clothes.
Right.
So if they have on a onesie and these baby legs, all you have to do is flip open the onesie and you can change their diaper really quick.
Quick and
they're
easy.
They're also great. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was just saying they're quick and easy.
Quick and easy. They're also great for the summertime. You know, when you're going into the mall, it could be scorching hot outside, and then when you get into the mall, it's freezing cold. And so if you carry your baby legs, you can just put the leg warmers on the baby so that when you walk into the mall, they won't be cold.
Great. What versatility. I think that's what – I think even adults look for that in their clothing. So certainly with children looking for something that you can use in multiple ways, I think that is so outstanding. And I think a lot of celebrities or a couple of celebrities have been seen with those on their children, right?
Exactly. I believe Halle Berry's daughter has been seen with the baby legs. So they're pretty popular. They come in a variety of colors and styles. So it's a lot to choose from no matter what your personality is. So there's probably – I have 15 different choices on my site, but there are even more choices out there, and I'll be constantly updating my site with more products and more varieties to choose from.
Great.
One of the other products that I really like is the Herba Organic Skincare.
Oh, wow.
And this is all organic. It's skincare for baby. It smells delicious. It feels good on their skin, and it's good for them. So I have the shampoo and conditioner as well as a diaper cream that they can use, and it's all organic, which is the trend in which things are heading right now.
Absolutely.
People are being more conscious of the earth and looking for organic products and trying to go green. So the Herba Organics is a great product for the baby's skin.
And those would be great holiday gifts. Certainly we have the Christmas shopping season upon us, officially kicking off on Friday. So I think those things with like the baby legs and certainly the products for skincare would be great because you don't have to worry too much about is it going to fit, are they going to grow out of it. You know, it kind of can go with them.
Exactly.
Oh, right. So as we wrap up the show, do you have any tips for those that are shopping for babies and tots this Christmas season? Anything that you would give them advice on?
Well, I would advise them to shop at Love Child for the holiday season.
Absolutely.
there's a little something for everyone. There's personalized jewelry, which I think is a great, great product to buy because it's timeless. Jewelry will never age. It's personalized, so even if they outgrow their little baby bracelet, they'll always have it and have the inscription of whatever mom and dad wrote on that bracelet.
And they could pass that down. I know that happened in our family. The bracelet would get passed down to the next girl child in the family, so that would be
exactly.
great.
Exactly. They were doing the copper the shoes, putting your shoes in copper back when I was born.
Uh-huh.
So I think they've gotten rid of that, and now we're going,
right.
You know, let's do some jewelry.
Exactly. And I love that you have monogramming available also.
Yes, yes. monogramming. That was actually my first order. My first customer bought one of the monogram dresses, so that's a special product for me as well.
Great. And I think that's that'd be just an awesome gift, because that little bit of personalization just makes it so custom and so special for that child.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, right.
And it's not as eclectic as most of my other products. It's a little more traditional, but
right. Yet
it's still something that's classic that, you know, you could pass down to the next child if they have the same initials.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great product.
Great. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And tell us, what motivates you these days?
My kids are probably my biggest motivation. You know, they look at everything that I do. They listen to everything that I say, even when I'm not even aware that they're looking or listening. And so because they're so aware of what I do in my actions, they motivate me to be the best that I can be, because I want them to be great people, not just great kids. So they are one of the biggest reasons that I do what I do. I want them to see that mommy can work all day and then come home and start a business and work all night and, you know, still have time for them and still go to basketball games and ballet practice.
Yeah.
I want them to know that you should not limit yourself to, you know, just one thing. There's so many things out there. You can do anything. Anything is possible. They are my biggest motivation.
Oh, and that's fabulous, and a fabulous motivation.
All right, well, and it's probably the same for most parents.
Well, you know, I love how you explained it, how they're watching you, and a lot of times people don't think about it that way. Well, you've got children, they're watching like every single step you take, and
everything.
So how critical it is to model the right behavior for children. So
exactly.
We certainly applaud you and Love Child and wish you much success. Again, listeners, go visit them online at www.lovechild.com, and that's LoveChilde.com, and buy up a whole bunch of stuff for Christmas. And again, we wish you so much success. And I do have to give one blast. As you know, we have a mutual friend, Mr. Gaither Miller, and he kind of turned me on to your site. So yes, Gaither, I just put you on blast. I know you're embarrassed right about now, but that's okay. We do it better when we do it together, and it's always great to network and share. And that's why I have these business segments, to kind of let people know about the different businesses that are out there. So we applaud you again.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad that you joined us. Remember, if you missed any portion of any of the interviews, no problem at all. You can go back in the archive and listen to the full interview. You can share the link with a friend. Please check out all of our sponsors and our advertisers and support them, and all of our guests that are on the show. Check out their websites. And I'm telling you, just have a phenomenal holiday. From the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to you and your family, we want you to have a safe and happy Thanksgiving season. And we're going to be right back here, same time, same place, next Tuesday, where we're going to bring you another phenomenal show and wonderful interviews. Until we meet again, peace and love.